Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You've got to allow yourself to go through whatever you're going through right now to reemerge on the right timetable as a stronger version of yourself.
Plant trees under whose shade you do not plan to sit. All right? Plant trees under whose shade you do not plan to sit. Selfless service. Giving without expecting, using everything you have, doing something for nothing, just being able to give.
A real man doesn't need another man to tell him how to be a man. That's the furthest thing from the truth. There's no other way to learn how to be a man except through other men who have gone before. Because there's a difference between masculinity and manliness. Masculinity is raw. It's just the raw masculine testosterone and other hormones coursing through our veins that determine that level of masculinity. Manliness, however, is taking it, refining it, and producing effective outcomes.
Trying to get insight and see life as a puzzle, and your goal in life is to seek the adventures that piece the puzzle together.
When you're coming out of these down spots, these dark spots, these slumps, you've got to allow the process to happen. Watch it unfold.
You have to be prepared to take any and every opportunity that's presented to you. All right, nothing's just going to happen. You know, everybody say it's all on you. It is all on you. There's other people that can educate you and help you, but you take these different experiences that you learn that stick with you. I mean, you may not remember a whole lot when you were 4 years old, but there's certain memories, there's certain things. You can use them to either harness you to greatness, or you can use them to kind of just keep you where you're at.
So the Bhagavad Gita says that attachment and aversion are two sides of the same coin. So actually the ideal is the central balance, where you're able to talk to your parents, you're able to give them love, you're able to be grateful, but then again, you're still realizing that there's more impact you can have in the world than just making your parents happy.
Steve Jobs said he didn't want to be the richest man in the graveyard. You know, do you want to be the richest man in the graveyard? I want to be the happiest man on the way to the graveyard.
There's always a next level. Your definition of greatness and what you want to achieve could be totally different than somebody else's. You know, we always say no one wants to be first, okay, because they're afraid of the consequences that come with doing something first.
Because what it means to be a man, first of all.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, somebody who takes accountability and responsibility for himself and those he has an obligation for.
If you don't start at a place where you have self-awareness, self-actualization, you have figured out what works for you, what your strengths are, how you want to be in an environment. When you walk out there, most of us just pretend to be someone else.
So you're not the same version of yourself. You can't expect yourself to be who you were during the last cycle. It won't happen. You have new experiences, you're older, your physiology changes, but the ego, like you referred to, wants to attach to what was. You had a great year last year, but let it go. Because it's no longer, you're not that person anymore.
So grinding and working hard and hustling is not what you optimize for. It's pain. Why would you optimize for pain?
They want to see what real people do when real crap happens. When you're threatened, when you're at risk. How good could you be? And sometimes I think people, I more than think it, I feel it, that they want to be touched by it. They want to be touched by it, that maybe it'll be absorbed by them. Maybe some of it'll go into their veins, that they could be better. That they could watch these noble warriors, and when they do it right, that's what they are. They could watch them and say, maybe I could be better. Maybe my choices could be better, stronger. Maybe I can make better decisions the next time instead of making a weak decision and screwing somebody.
I love to say people with excuses are afraid to work hard. I love to say that. An excuse gives you a reason to stop working hard. And what we know about anyone ever worth writing an article about is that they worked until they dropped to the point of alienating people around them. And if you are a user of excuses, you'll never work that hard.
Your habits are the way that you embody an identity, right? So like each time you make your bed, you embody the identity of someone who is clean and organized. Each time you go to the gym, you embody the identity of someone who's fit. Each time you sit down to write, you embody the identity of a writer. So you can sort of think of it as like each behavior casts a vote for the type of person that you want to become.
Your goal in business and in life on the important things is to make 3 mistakes per million transactions. And the only way you do that is by being a perfectionist in terms of double checking.
The truth is very concise. The words are very few. But people don't want to hear the truth because the truth hurts. Okay? But you grow from pain. You really do. You can't know how to deal with success. You can't know how to deal with failures. You can't know how to deal with the bumps in the road that if you haven't had a taste of everything.
You know, people think, oh, you're just facing a guy with a left hand. No, you're not. You're facing yourself. That's the magic. That's what people want to say, oh, this guy's facing, can I face myself someday? You're facing your inhibition, your insecurities, all the stuff that's been laid on you through the years that you're trying to get rid of, or you hope you could get rid of.
We create barriers, and I firmly believe half or more of those constraints that stop us from taking big risks, we take on knowing there are going to be reasons later we can say, no, that would be a bad risk. I don't want to take that risk, whatever that new career twist might be, instead of embracing it and laughing and learning when you fall down occasionally. We're back to learning from failure because young people need to know that falling on your face is 100% predictable, and for the smart people, it's what they learn from that later makes them fall far less frequently than everyone else.
Someone thinks I'm confident, I feel confident. But if I think someone thinks I'm not confident, then I don't feel confident. That people were so far removed from their own understanding of themselves that they were either lost living a life they didn't want to, lost living up to someone else's expectations, or lost becoming someone to impress someone else. And so people were so, their real identity is almost buried under 6 feet of multiple identities they've created.
There's not other people that aren't holding you back. Your boss isn't holding you back. Your parents aren't holding you back. Those are excuses. To me, there's no such thing as luck, okay? All luck is preparation meeting opportunity, plain and simple.
Gandhi said that you find yourself when you lose yourself in the service of others.
So if you're watching this and you feel lost, it's better to just sit down and be like, I'm lost. Because the day you admit you're lost is the day you allow yourself to be found by people who can give you a tip.
Wisdom. And right now, man, the wisdom of your body says, allow the process to happen and get familiar and disciplined and committed with your rituals.
There's a lot of people that are just a something. There's very few people that are the something.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.